The nave was the largest space within the cathedral. Originally, it was designed to be 14 bays long, but because of the storm that probably took place in 1272, it was reduced to only 12 bays in length. But even so, it was by far and away the largest nave of any of the cathedrals that were ever built in Scotland. And this, of course, was because it was very important for the bishops of St Andrews to be accommodated in the largest church in Scotland. Not very much of it now survives. The main element is the south wall, because it was kept as the boundary against a garden that grew up on the other side within the area that had been the cloister. And if you look closely at what's there, you can see that there were several changes of design between the work as it was first started in 1160 or 1162 and as it was eventually finished in 1318. The main space of the nave was very high. It rose through three stages, and you can still see some evidence of this against what survives of the west wall, where, if you look closely, you might just be able to work out that at the lowest level there was a tall arcade that opened into an aisle on each side. Above that was a low gallery, which corresponded to the roof space over the aisles. And above that was a clerestory, a level of upper windows that cast light into the central space of the nave. And you can perhaps see that at that level there was a wall passage running in the thickness of the walls.